Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide pregnancy and adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it's our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this radio show to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community at large. So we're really glad that you're listening in today. Thanks for being with us. I am excited today to introduce our guest, Tammy Police. Tammy, are you with us?
I am.
Good morning. Thanks for being on Adoption Focus.
Good morning.
So you're a social worker in the hospital setting, and one of the reasons we're really excited to hear from you is that in domestic adoption, the hospital experience becomes a big and important part of the adoption story, not only for adoptive families, but for birth mothers who are making the adoption plan. So we're excited to hear a little bit of your insight about what you're seeing there for adoption in the hospital. Can you maybe just get us started by sharing what your experience has been working with women who are interested in making an adoption plan?
Yes, I have been working in the hospital for approximately 22 years. So we've seen a lot of parents that come in that want to do adoption. Some have a plan, some don't. So we really assist with that.
Okay.
We assist with, you know, do they need a list of agencies that they want to look through? Do they have one that they've already picked out and working with? So we, that's kind of where we start.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there something that you tend to see in terms of women who are considering planning adoption that's similar either about their situations or in their thinking that maybe leads them to consider adoption?
Well, it's very emotional. It's a very emotional decision that they make, and it's very difficult for them, no matter what their situation is. I think the common factor that they all have is that they want the best for their child. So
right.
They want a good environment for their child to be brought up in, good parents, you know, that love them. And so their number one goal is that, even though it's a very difficult decision to make. They struggle. They struggle with making the decision, meeting with the agencies. They always know, I've always been hearing the same, thinking of all of them is that they want the best for their child, and it's their goal is to make sure the child is in a good environment, and it's not so much about them, it's about their child.
Okay. And they are choosing adoption because what they're wanting for their child, they don't feel that they're currently in a position to provide that.
Exactly. It could be a number of reasons why. It could be lack of family support. It could be that they have other children and financially they just cannot afford another child. It could be that the pregnancy was not planned. It could be that it was a situation of rape. It could be that the father of that child is not involved and does not want to be involved. So, there's a lot of situations and a lot of a variety of issues why they want to plan for adoption.
Mm-hmm. So their circumstances may vary, but their thought process in putting their child first and making the selfless decision sounds like it's pretty much kind of uniform.
Yes, yes, they they definitely believe in their heart that, you know, if, you know, it, they would not be able to parent the child at this time, and they want to give the child the best possible option, and that would be adoption.
Mm-hmm. So when you have a patient there, a birth mother, what are the decisions that she is faced with at the hospital?
Well, it's we are very eager to be her advocate. So we want to make sure, you know, whatever her wishes are, we comply with those. So if she, you know, wants to pick the agency, she picks the agency. If she doesn't want to pick the agency, then we assist her with picking the agency that she, you know, she is comfortable with. If she wants the baby in the room with her, that's an option. You know, if she doesn't want the baby in the room, if she does not want to see the baby, you know, issues of if she wants to pick the adoptive parents, if she does not want to pick them, does she want to meet them? Does she not want to meet them? You know, also, you know, birth certificate information. Does she want to complete that? Does she want to, you know, give that to the agency or the adoptive parents to do that? So we really go through a lot with her, and we want to make sure it's, you know, as easy as possible. And, you know, whatever she wants to have done, we try to accommodate all those needs.
Right, right. So, and you mentioned earlier that sometimes women are coming to you with a plan in place and an agency and a family already lined up, but sometimes they don't. So is that more difficult for those women in terms of all of these decisions that maybe they didn't think about already?
Yeah, I think it is because, you know, I think those parents, they have been able to, you know, contact an agency and work with an agency and, you know, be able to decide on who the adoptive parents are going to be, they might have been already met them, and the decision has, they have worked through the decision and been able to, you know, be accustomed to this decision before they deliver. Those parents, I think, that come in and they're really not sure what they're going to do, but they think that an adoption might be a good plan. I think it's a lot of things to, you know, go through at once and to work through and accept it once, and to, you know, a lot of things are going, you know, coming at them at once, and they have to make a lot of decisions fairly quickly. And,
right,
you know, unfortunately, you know, we don't have a lot of time in the hospital if they don't come in with a plan, if they're not working with an agency already. Some parents do come in with the plan of adoption, but they just haven't gotten around to calling one or picking one. So they might know of it, or they just, you know, some parents don't want, they know they want to do adoption, but it's very difficult for them to start the first step of calling an agency. So,
right.
You know, again, it's a very emotional decision for them, and it's, I think it's very difficult for them to go through and accept and, you know, continue the steps of it, you know. And those parents that don't, you know, have it planned beforehand, I think it feels to them it's really rushed, and then they second-guess themselves, even though they believe in their heart that it is the best decision. Sometimes it's a little more difficult for those parents than the parents that have already met with an agency and is working with an agency.
Right. I think you're referring to the benefit of time and psychological and emotional preparation that comes with working with an agency and that sort of thing, and having a plan. It is definitely a benefit for women who have thought about that in advance. And along that same thought, frame of thought, I'm wondering, you mentioned briefly earlier about support. So women, when we think about the support in their family, and you may have been referencing the support in parenting other children they have at home, but I'm wondering about support for their decision and what you see for each of these women who are, you know, looking at making an adoption plan now in the present at the hospital, with the level of support that they receive or don't receive from their network of friends and family.
Yeah, I mean, some have a lot of support. Some and share their decision with their family and friends, but some do not, and some do not have any support. And I guess support can mean a various of areas. Some may not have support in caring for another child, so their decision for adoption is the best plan. Some may not have support of deciding for adoption, and you know, there it's on top of doing the adoption plan, then they are now having to deal with their family not even accepting that. So it's very difficult for them to go through that. Some don't tell family and friends what they're doing. So that's another thing that emotionally they have to, you know, they have no one to really disclose it to and no one confide into.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think emotionally it just depends on, you know, so, you know, it can vary so much of this based on the situation that the patient's in, that the parent's in. But yeah, I mean, they might have a lot, they might have none, and, you know, they might have none based on, you know, what their family and friend situation is. Because, like I said, there's a lot of parents that come in here and they don't have the support of even doing the adoption plan, or, you know, that it's against their possibly culture, religion, to even think about adoption. So that is very emotional for them.
So what does that process look like emotionally from the viewpoint of the hospital for a woman who is making this decision, and then, you know, all the different layers that we've talked about of the planning and preparation or lack thereof, and then the layers of family support or lack thereof, and then, you know, you're coming into this situation, I'm assuming, not having had a relationship with this woman prior to her arrival at the hospital, and how is it that you assist and advocate for her during that time?
Well, you know, I think it goes back to, you know, we go in there and, you know, she's our primary, you know, a primary person to make sure that she is well taken care of, her wishes are met, her needs are met, and whatever she is the easiest for her, we will do. So, you know, it's some have made a bond with that baby during their pregnancy, so it can be very difficult. And some may say, well, you know, I would like to have the baby stay in the room with me for a period of time, or maybe they decided have the baby in the nursery and then bring the baby back, because, you know, emotionally it's like a roller coaster, I think, you know. And I think that, you know, whatever they want, if it's, you know, they change their mind, you know, we accommodate it. You know, we know how hard it is. The staff here is very, you know, very good with, you know, the birth parents, and we just try to make it as easy as possible for them, you know. But I think it is. I think it's, you know, a roller coaster. If they haven't, you know, I think it's. I don't know. You know, it takes a while to adjust to that decision. And, you know, coming in, we just try to, you know, we could sit down with them and we just ask them, you know, what would you like to have happen? You know, do you want to go see the baby? Do you not want to go see the baby? Do you want us to come and talk to you about this? All options about the baby, how the baby's doing, you know, so it's really, you know, we let them be the decider of what they want to have done while in the hospital, and try to accommodate their needs. If, you know, if they're going to be working with an agency and the agency can't be right here at discharge, we try to, you know, prolong their discharge so they can, you know, they can have the time with the agency here in the hospital, because some families and parents don't want to meet outside the hospital, you know, so we try to make that as easy as possible. So really accommodating all their needs, I think that helps with the emotional process, you know, but it is, I mean, it's very difficult. We give out resources on our end. I know a lot of agencies do that too. So, you know, if there's need of any, you know, support groups, counseling, things like that, we give out all that. We do have spiritual care in the hospital too, so we offer that to the parents if they want to see someone like that. So really, you know, we just try to accommodate whatever they want to have happened, whether they want, you know, they have a long wish list of what they want done in the hospital, or they have a very short one that, you know, they don't want a lot or they don't want anything to do with the plan. So we just kind of try to accommodate whatever they want to have done.
Yeah, it sounds really, really nice that you guys are able to take that on a case-by-case, an individualized basis to help meet her where she's at. That's wonderful. Shifting gears just a little bit, you know, talking about the other end of the spectrum here, the adoptive parents. We, Adoption Associates, recognize that adoptive parents are invited guests of the birth mother, and we often hear the saying, expect the unexpected. But could you, for our listeners, maybe enlighten a bit more about what that means when we tell an adoptive parent, you know, you're going to the hospital and a birth mother has selected you, or she's making an adoption plan and a baby has been born, and we say expect the unexpected. What does that mean, practically speaking, for them?
Well, I think, you know, it's that on their end, too, it's an emotional roller coaster. I think that minds change. So, you know, that's what I think you expect the unexpected. You know, I've had birth parents change their minds. And it is, you know, it's very emotional for those adoptive parents coming in here thinking that they were going to take home a newborn baby.
Right.
You know, so I think that, or some birth parents come in with a birth plan and their wishes are all, you know, they have discussed that prior to birth and then they change it all. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it could be coming in with, okay, I want the adoptive parents in the room with us when we deliver. They could come in and say, you know what, I've changed my mind. I don't want that, you know.
Right.
So it is. It's anything could change. You know, we don't guarantee anything, unfortunately. You know, we try to accommodate them. But again, you know, we have to, you know, really look at the birth parent because that's who, you know, our primary focus is. And, you know,
sure.
we have to go with their wishes. But we do, you know, we try to accommodate the adoptive parents also, you know, and we have resources, you know, resources to give them if it doesn't, you know, pan out the way they wanted it to or they expected it to, we try our best. Some birth parents are, you know, some adoptive parents are able to get a room in the hospital, you know, but we can't always, you know, say, yeah, for sure you're going to get a room, but, you know, it's just something that we try to accommodate if at all possible, you know. And also, you know, depending on where the baby's at, we try to accommodate them to see the baby, you know.
Mm.
And so, you know, it just, I think the expect the unexpected is that, you know, minds can change. And it could be change for the good. It could be change for the not so good. You know, it could change
right.
that, you know, a birth plan would say, well, you know, we didn't want them in there. And at the delivery, but now, oh, okay, they want them in there, you know, or,
mm-hmm.
oh, we want them in the room. And, you know, so I think it goes both ways. I don't think it's always, you know, negative per se, but, you know, it sometimes is. And so, you know, it's not the plan is always goes right to the, you know, how it's panned out.
Right.
You know, the plan can change, and I think that's what you have to be accustomed to, unfortunately, that you have to just realize that, you know, you know, just, you know, expect that, it, you know, this is what you were told, but anything could happen. Anything could change.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to accommodate everyone, but sometimes it's very emotional and it's not always what, you know, everyone expects.
Right. And I'm glad that you pointed out that, you know, sometimes that expect the unexpected may mean something not positive, but it doesn't always mean that either. And, you know, we do want to always encourage our birth parents and our adoptive parents to recognize that the client and the primary focus at this time is the birth mother, and that's the way it should be. So our adoptive parents are invited guests, and when we think about the adoptive parents coming into the hospital environment, one of the things that we also want to, discuss here is, what are the best ways or how can an adoptive family support a birth mother or help her during her time at the hospital?
I think, you know, just to, you know, comply with, you know, her wishes, you know, whatever, you know, if they know ahead of time what her wishes are going to be, then, you know, even though it might not be what they want, they really need to go along with that. You know, they need to, you know, respect her wishes and, you know, go with what she would like to happen in the hospital. I think that's the biggest support they can give her. And not try to, you know, change her mind or, you know, be overbearing, you know, about, you know, trying to be pushy or, it's a difficult, you know, decision for everyone. And, you know, it's, and I think the best way to support her is, you know, just to, you know, whatever she, you know, the birth parents want to have happen, you know, go with that. And then also, you know, if they are asking them to, you know, be there and, you know, be in the room with them, and if they're feeling comfortable with their wishes, I, you know, go with that and, you know, be able to, you know, comply with those wishes, you know, because, you know, it just, I think it makes it more difficult when they, you know, don't agree with them and, you know, it just, you know, like we, like I said before, you know, she's, you know, the adoptive parents are the primary and we have to go with what their wishes are. And sometimes, you know, adoptive parents don't agree with it, but I think, you know, for the majority, a lot of adoptive parents, you know, say, okay, you know, we understand that, you know, we might have not decided it that way, but this is her birth plan and, you know, her decision. So we have to, you know, go with what her wishes are.
Right. Right. And I think also, probably a message of not being overbearing and giving
yeah.
her space and her time mm-hmm. is, I think that's what I'm hearing you say too.
Yeah. So it is, you know, they do, they want to, I know, you know, the adoptive parents are always so excited to come and see the baby and, you know, it's just, you know, it's just when is it appropriate, you know, when is it appropriate for them to do certain things during the hospital plan is, you know, they have to find that out. And a lot of times we can assist them with that, you know, okay, is it okay to go see the baby? Is it okay to see the birth mom? Yeah. Okay. You know, cause sometimes barging in and, you know, not being, you know, welcome into the room or not being, you know, asked to come in, you know, it can cause some problems, you know? So I think
mm-hmm.
if they are, you know, just, you know, complying with their wishes, you know, speaking with the agency and the workers from the agencies, you know, I think that helps. And then being in contact with us because we make contact with everyone involved. So, you know, the birth parents, the adoptive parents and the agency. So, you know, we're kind of the liaison between all of them. So they know, you know, what the plan is. So everyone
mm-hmm.
kind of stays to the plan.
Right, right, right. So as we're nearing the end of the show, I was interested to see if you could share something that you have experienced or seen about, you know, the adoption process that is surprising to a birth mother that's going through this, something that is maybe not what she had anticipated or expected. What are you hearing, I guess, from birth mothers going through this process?
I think that the one thing that sticks out of my head is that they are very surprised that the hospital staff is not judging them and that we're here to help and we're here to help with their decision and their plan. So they're very thankful for that and that how, you know, accommodating we're trying to be for them. Also, you know, how helpful, you know, not so much the hospital staff, but, you know, the agencies that they work with and even the adoptive parents, you know, I get a lot of compliments on all of those three, you know,
mm-hmm.
but I think the judging is a big thing, you know, because it's already difficult and they're already worried about possibly friends and family doing that. And they have really have told myself and the staff that they have, you know, it has really been nice for the care that they are getting and that that it's not like, you know, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing that they're doing an adoption plan, you know, and they're
right.
not being judged or you're not, you know. So I think that's a big thing that I hear about from the birth parents that I have worked with.
Yeah, I'm glad that you pointed that out, because sometimes they are hearing some of those more negative messages about adoption within their networks and their communities and such. Mm-hmm. So it's good for them to recognize the honor and respect that agencies and families have toward birth parents making such a difficult, selfless decision. And Tammy, you are a social worker at St. John Hospital in Detroit, correct?
That's correct.
Correct. And so I just love, I've loved hearing today from you how your hospital and you as a social worker are so accommodating to these women during a very difficult time. It's very refreshing and wonderful to hear that together we can all come to support a woman making a tough decision. And there are many people involved, obviously, at your level and the staff, the nursing and medical staff providing that care, and the adoption workers and the adoptive parents. And So thank you for the great work that you're doing there at your hospital, and much appreciation for you being on Adoption Focus today. And for those of you that are listening, Adoption Focus Radio is live every Tuesday at 11. If you'd like to connect with Adoption Associates, you can reach us on the web at adoptionassociates.net or 800-677-2367. Thanks again, Tammy, for being with us today.
You're welcome.
I hope that everyone listening can join in next week when we hear from an adoption caseworker about her experiences as a new employee of the agency and some hopes that she has for her future work with us. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.